This is the Evotel podcast. Frequently asked questions.
Welcome to another Evotel podcast. Today, another episode of the Frequently Asked Questions. In case you missed the last one, we asked, how do you show interest in getting fiber into your neighborhood? But while we were talking about that, we forgot to ask, why fiber? Why even get fiber at all? Bradley Becker is here. He's the head of brand at Evotel. Bradley, thanks very much for coming in again. Frequently asked question number two, why fiber?
Sure, that's quite a long list, but I think the main benefits of fiber that we always try and get across is obviously speed. Transmits data at the speed of light. We know, you know, for many, many thousands of years going forward, nothing is going to travel faster than the speed of light. You know, and that, you know, that speaks into the next, you know, benefit of fiber is, you know, once you roll out a fiber network, the need to have to change that network again is not there. You know, it's got the capacity to be able to do what you need it to do. And, you know, at most, the only things that you're really doing is upgrading equipment or adding more capacity because you've added more homes, etc. So I think first things first is the speed. You know, although, you know, we've seen a lot of the wireless providers and your LTE and your RAIN being able to deliver decent speeds, it's not consistent and it's not always reliable. You know, there's various factors, you know, that play into any wireless connection. You know, buildings. Weather, buildings, walls, you know, all things like that, you know, could hamper your connectivity experience. Whereas fiber, you know, it's a point-to-point solution, mm-hmm. which means that fiber that we install into your house, you know, runs straight from your house to our points of presence. So the reliability and the consistency of connectivity and speed is always there. And again, it's a long-term solution. It's not a short-term solution. It's something that will be around for many years afterwards.
So if you're having to upgrade, you're not having to change the connection into my house. You're just going to do something in the back end, and it'll get faster.
Yeah, 100%. It's literally a click of the button. That's how simple it is.
Right.
Where we then basically just kind of open that. Well, I always, you know, refer to it as a hose pipe. We open that hose pipe, and you can fit even more water through.
Right.
So at any given time, and I think that's also the nice thing of fiber being open access. You know, you've got that flexibility and choice to be able to change as you wish. So you could start off on a very entry level product, you know, our 10 meg package, and see that, you know, your kids are taking all the bandwidth and you want to be able to watch your soapies, and you can upgrade at any given time by just making a phone call to your internet service provider and saying, listen, I want to be changed to a 100 meg line.
Sure.
They go and change your speed profile on our system, and from there you've got 100 meg speed.
Nice. One of the advantages I've read is a fiber cable isn't copper. So we've got lots of copper theft happening in South Africa. I guess there's an advantage there?
Yeah, so fiber optics, it's made from optical glass, has no street value. If people do steal it, they'll probably steal it once and never again. One of the added benefits is the chances of it being stolen. It does happen, unfortunately. It's just part of life. But it shouldn't happen, you know, shortly after that again. Obviously, copper, very high needed commodity, and people make a lot of money from it, and they know that. So definitely a benefit, because you're not sitting without internet every week because someone has stolen your fiber optic cable. That doesn't happen that often.
Speed, number one, doesn't get stolen. Anything else you can say? Why fiber?
Yeah, reliability, I think, is also one of the key factors.
There's no water problems, I imagine.
Yeah, like, no, it doesn't get affected by weather. Mm. You know, it can't get hit by lightning because it doesn't conduct electricity. There's various reliability pros to fiber. And again, it's a long-term connectivity solution. It's not short-term. You know, fiber providers will not ever have to come and dig up again or plant more poles and change the actual fiber optic cables. So, yeah, it's just a long-term solution.
I like that you brought the digging up, because that's going to be our next frequently asked question, is how do you put fiber in a neighborhood? So we'll chat to you again next time.
Nice.
Bradley Becker is head of brand at Evotel. So stay close, subscribe, register, give us a little thumbs up and a like of the podcast, please. What happens when they install fiber in your neighborhood? That's the next question on our Frequently Asked Questions podcast.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.com. evotel.co.za.